Music Theory, created by the Center of Excellence, narrated by Brian Grayson. Introduction. Welcome to the wonderful world of music theory. In the course you are about to embark upon, you will be guided through the fundamental underpinnings of modern Western music theory. This course has been designed as an introduction for the student who has never studied music theory before. As such, it should be considered an overview of the elementary concepts which a beginner needs to master before developing deeper into the world of music theory on their own terms. We will start at the beginning. Module 1 deals with the Western system of writing music. During this module, we will learn the 12 notes of the musical alphabet and see how they are written on the stave. By the end of this module, you will not only be able to read notes on the stave, but also differentiate between the two systems that exist for writing music in treble and bass clefs. Module 2 moves on to discuss the rhythmic values of notes as they appear on the stave. During this module, we will learn about semibreves, minims, crotchets, quavers, and semiquavers, and the system we use to interpret these notes rhythmically. By the end of this module, you will also have been introduced to several other rhythmic concepts, including the role of bars, beats, beams, rests, and time signatures in written music. In Module 3, we will take a look at one of the most fundamental building blocks of Western music theory, the major scale. We will learn how the major scale is constructed from a series of semitone intervals and be able to construct it in several different keys using the major scale formula. As well as this, Module 3 also provides an introduction to the world of chords and triads, focusing on how a major chord is constructed from the notes of a major scale. The focus of Module 4 is the minor scale. Here we will look at how the natural minor scale differs from the major scale, and how a different series of semitone intervals is required to construct it. By the end of this module, you will be able to find the natural minor scales of several different keys, as well as to construct minor chords. During this module, you will also gain an appreciation of two commonly used variants to the natural minor scale, the harmonic minor scale and the melodic minor scale. Module 5 takes a closer look at interval theory. During this module, you will learn how to write both generic and specific intervals on the stave, as well as appreciating their character by thinking of them in terms of semitone steps. As well as discussing the most common intervals, this module will also provide an introduction to the rules surrounding diminished and augmented intervals. Module 6 discusses the concept of diatonic triads. By thoroughly learning the diatonic triads of each major key during this module, you will significantly enhance your knowledge of the relationship between scales and chords. By the end of this module, you will have built a significant knowledge of the different roles played by various chords according to where they appear in various major scales. Module 7 provides a further discussion of the concept of diatonic triads, but this time in relation to the minor scales. As well as uncovering the seven diatonic triads of the natural minor scale and understanding how these chords relate to the notes of the scale, you will also get to grips with how these triads must be altered when dealing with a variant to the natural minor scale, such as the harmonic minor scale. In Module 8, we will delve into a detailed analysis of the role played by seventh chords in Western music theory. In doing so, we will gain an awareness of how to construct major seventh, minor seventh, and dominant seventh chords, as well as appreciating how these four-note chords fit into the diatonic sequences of triads for the major scale we learnt in Module 6. Module 9 deals with the role of seventh chords when they appear in minor scales. During this module, we will be introduced to the concept of a major-minor seventh chord, as well as a diminished seventh, as well as learning the diatonic sequence of seventh chords for both the natural minor scale and the harmonic minor scale. Module 10 will provide an introduction to the concept of modes in Western music theory, as well as learning the names of the seven modes and the theory behind how they are constructed. We will also analyze the distinct qualities of each of the modes and how they relate to the sound of the major and natural minor scales. It is hoped that by the end of this course, you will be well equipped with the fundamental
Sample complete. Ready to continue?